This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's bring up the second admonition of Jesus. Don't follow just anyone who claims special knowledge. Don't follow just anyone who claims special knowledge. In Garland, Texas, in 98, there was a group of Taiwanese Christians who not only set a date for Jesus to return, they said Jesus is going to appear on Channel 18 all over the world. In other words, anybody who turns on Channel 18, Jesus will appear on that channel. They were what I would call a Christian cult. Is it possible to have a Christian cult? Sure, absolutely. Just like a Jewish cult, a Christian cult, a Muslim cult. Cult is any group of people that claim exclusive hold on the truth. Cults usually have a guru, a man or woman who says, I've got special knowledge, you follow me. Cults usually claim extra biblical revelation outside of the Bible, revelation or literature, and say, this is what we follow. And that group said, we have extra special information. The Lord is going to return on such and such a date in 1998. And the date came and went. Nothing happened. Jesus said, don't follow just anyone who claims special knowledge. And people tend to follow people who claim to have special information or special knowledge. That may be okay with vitamins or books about your health in a sense. But let me tell you this, you can't do that with the second coming of Christ. Jesus said, don't just follow anyone who claims special knowledge. I want to bring up the third one. Don't be frightened. That's interesting. Jesus said, don't be afraid of what's going to happen. There's the possibility, I think, of people living in fear. And I really believe in this passage, you're going to find out, you're either a slave to fear or a slave to hedonism. I'll talk about that in a minute, what that means. Most people in the United States of America are slaves to fear or slaves to hedonism. Let's talk about the fear. They're so fearful of when Jesus is going to return. They're so fearful of any sign of his coming that they live in with this deep anxiety over the Lord's return. You have the word of Jesus himself who said, don't be afraid about it. Don't be worked up about it. You just trust the Lord. You do what's right. And I read from the Apostle Paul's words to Titus, do what's right. Live a life that says no to the ungodliness of this age, but continue to do good. That's the best admonition I know to give people. We don't live in fear of the second coming. We live in trust of the one who said he's coming back. Let's bring up the fourth one. Don't be weighed down with bad habits and anxiety. That's an interesting phrase that Jesus uses. Be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. To be weighed down, I found out, can mean to be overcharged. You ever been overcharged for something you bought? Ever paid too much for something and found out later when you looked at your receipt? Well, we can be overcharged with dissipation, with hedonism, which means the pursuit of pleasure. And probably the reason that alcohol is mentioned in drunkenness, people say, well, why would Jesus mention that? Because that was the common problem of the day, to be honest with you. There were no movies. There was no pornography. There was none of the things that are available to people today. And to be put it very blunt, getting drunk was the main sin of the day, probably, for the average person. And Jesus said, don't be weighed down with dissipation, the headaches that come from hangovers and drunkenness and the anxieties of life. What did he say to do in verse 35? For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Verse 36, be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.